Cambridge Today received the following letter concerning the state of homelessness in the community. I am writing this letter after reading this article. Advocates say region violated human rights with Cambridge encampment closure. It is tragic that there are people homeless on our streets in this rich country of ours. I wish we had sanctioned, safe government housing for those who are marginalized and cannot afford housing. My heart breaks when I see people out and about without a place to live. However, I agree with the closure of the Cambridge encampment and other encampments on public lands. Setting up temporary shelter on public lands so that it blocks safe access to those lands for everyone else violates the human rights of people who live in the community. Public lands are public for use by all. Homeless encampments, especially those that grow, are an obstruction to those who want to use that space and don't live in the encampment. These camps are perceived as unsafe, fair or not, so that other citizens tend to avoid the area altogether. This violates the rights of people who pay taxes that are used to upkeep that public space for public use, and they are barred from using it. I personally have not used my favorite exercise trail because of encampments along that trail. This is in violation of my rights. I don't mean to sound discriminatory against the homeless. I don't know what a solution is. But tent cities, on land that other people could use too, has to stop. The homeless do not have more privileged rights just because they are homeless. Yes, they do need a helping hand and they do need shelter. This absolutely needs to be addressed. I applaud advocacy groups who fight for them. But tent cities or encampments is not the answer. Wendy Allen, Cambridge, Ontario.